have your Bibles, go with us in Genesis. And we'll start in the first verse of the third chapter. Read just a little bit. Now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, yea, shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God do know that in the day ye eat thereof, when your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband, which with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thine voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou were naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree thereof? I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat. And the man said, the woman whom thou givest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. I'm going to stop reading right there. And the Bible said that the devil, being a serpent, was more subtile than any beast of the field that God had made. But I want to go back just for a little while. And the devil deceived the woman in the garden. And he told her, he didn't really tell her that God lied. He went ahead and I told her, and he said, whenever a tree to be pleasant to look on, to make one wise, all that he did, I was struck up a conversation with the woman and deceived her into believing what he said. And she looked on the tree. She took of the tree the fruit that God commanded that they I should not eat of, and she gave to her husband, and they both did eat. I would like to call to our attention today, who, where art thou? And I ask myself, day after day, Lord, if I don't hear I maybe have I missed your calling. Where am I at? I in the spirit world. I tell the devil. He deceived the woman. Whenever they disobeyed what God said from to do, there was naked. And that before God. Today, whenever we rebel against God and we yield to the voice of Satan. Brother, we may be clothed fully, but we will be naked in that before God. You may be in the mountains, but there's nowhere to hide from God. Whenever he was used to coming down and walking with them in the cool of the day. But there this day he came and he said, where art thou? And Adam said, I was naked. I was afraid. We today, if we're naked and never seen before God, let the devil deceive us, brother, to leaving our first love and drifting back into the wilds of the world, we hear the voice of God, where art thou, and what are we doing? Amen. I believe in the man of God, Elijah, and he said, what are they doing here? And listen, we might be in a situation that we would wonder what we're doing in the situation that we're in. I'd like to take my time, just for a few minutes of time, looking into 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteous is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy by the works of the devil. Brother, he said, let no man deceive us, if we're walking in the strength and the spirit, and that of the Holy Ghost, listen, if we have been deceived, we're willing and have been deceived because God made the way home so simple that a little child could understand the way home. We know from a little child that the devil is a liar and the chief of liars, brother, and we're not to follow him. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Ain't you so glad that we can hear the voice of God, especially whenever the devil appears to us and tries to lure us away for some reason or some cause. There's a small still voice inside. Don't go that route. Get away from him. Listen, God will not allow us to be tempted above which we are able to bear. Amen. The devil can't take us. He can't snatch us away from God. But we got to walk away willingly. And I know the Bible said, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. He said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm glad that we are living in this flesh. There's a warfare going on. And listen, and the devil, he's working overtime. But Jesus, he said, I will make a way for you. I'd like to read maybe just one more verse. I said this, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, brother. I'm glad from the beginning of Genesis, God loved his people, and he was willing. He knew where they was at. There was no place to hide, and he knew where his children was at. I can remember one occasion, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they was confronted that, and they said, you will bow down to the image, to the music of the image, or you'll be cast into a burning fiery furnace. And they said, we're not careful to answer thee, O King, the God we serve. He will deliver us, and if he don't, I will not serve you.
Amen.
Man, I tell you what, when the children of God was in trouble, when the devil and the world overcome them, God knew where they was at, and they was cast into the burning fiery furnace. But the King, I looked in, and he said, "Lo, I cast three men." He said, "I see the fourth man like the Son of God." Jesus said, "I will come to you." He knew where they was at. He knew they was in trouble. And he appeared to them in the fiery furnace. Listen, and they protected them. If we got Jesus to walk with, he made a new covenant. And he said, from the least to the greatest, I shall know that I am the Lord, thy God, whom thou servest, and is able to deliver us out of the hands of the devil. Brother, I said that Adam and Eve hid themselves in the trees among the gardens. And the trees that the God said that they could live and they could eat among. Brother, whenever the devil lowers a man into serving him and a going in the wrong direction, when his eyes is open, 90% of the time he will try to hide himself among the righteousness of the church.
Amen.
But there's nowhere to hide. And God come down in the cool of the evening and called me, "Where art thou?" And I tell you what, one time Jesus went into a high mountain to pray. And he was there, but he was in the fourth watch of the night. Now the disciples and the ship was in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves. The Bible said that the sea was contrary, the wind was contrary unto them. They was in danger. And Jesus, I just read, he said, "I will come to you. I will not leave you comfortless." He knew where they was at. And he went unto them walking on the sea because that they was in trouble and they saw him. They said he was a spirit. And he said, "Be of good cheer. Listen, it is I. Be not afraid." Oh, Peter said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come and down unto you." And listen, he stretched his hand out. And he said, "Come. Listen, we may be in trouble. And the devil might be going as a roaring lion. But listen, Jesus knows where we're at. He knows what kind of trouble we're in. He knows our thought. The intents of the thought of man. We're not hiding nothing from him. Adam, he kind of changed it. He said, we. He didn't say we. He said, I was afraid. It comes to the individual. Listen. If I get out of fellowship with God, I can't blame the church for it. And if I come to the Lord confessing my sins, He's faithful and just. I to forgive me. I yielded to the voice of Satan and not the voice of God. Satan also knows where you're at. And he knows your weakness. He knows the weakest link. And a chain will break at the weakest link. And he's snatching everyone that he can get, luring them for some reason or another. He knows where our weakness is at. And that's where he'll work at. That's where he'll work at. But nothing shall not be hid from God. He knows where we're at. And you ask yourself, where am I at with God? Have I left of my first love? Do I have the comfort in my heart that I had whenever Jesus first forgave me and I walked close to Him? But Satan, somehow He allured me out in sin, the clutches of sin. Where are we at in the church world today? Are we still on fire for God? Are we still walking hand in hand, feeling His power coming down? To bless our soul, are we yielding to the voice of Satan and coming keeping quiet? That's all the devil wants.
Amen.
It's to stack up a conversation. If he can begin to talk to us, he's got his foot in the door. If we'll talk back to him, he's got his foot in the door. Listen. That's why Jesus was manifesting, that he might come to the world and destroy the works of Satan. And I first had a problem with that. I said, Lord, you come, bled and died, and you're going back to the Father. But the devil's still here. Wrecking homes. Tearing up families. Going as a roaring lion. What's going wrong? But I pray and I realize that he's destroying the works of Satan. 101. Listen. When I repented of my sins, he was faithful and just to forgive me and destroy the works of Satan in me. But he's still in the world. I can walk with him. You can walk with him. I can't walk your walk. I can't talk your talk. I can't go back and repent of your sins. I have to give an account of myself. You have to give an account of yourself. And whenever you let the devil deceive you and lead you astray, there's nowhere to hide. The Lord still knows where you're at. Who told you all of this stuff? The devil will tell you all kinds of stuff and give you nothing. He didn't do nothing to Adam and Eve. He didn't have nothing to give them. He talked them and tell them all kinds of stuff. But nobody but Jesus is able to forgive sin and establish our goings in Him again. I'm going to ask Melissa to come to the piano. You have a few scattered words. But there's nowhere to hide. They tried their best to hide among the trees of the garden. They sewed thick leaves together to cover up their nakedness. Brother, they ain't nothing that will cover your nakedness with God but the forgiveness of sin. Jesus and repentance will hide a multitude of sin and nakedness before God. Let's stand.